Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Monday, March 23rd, 7:32 Central Time. Joining me in studio this morning, the Reverend Rod Zwanitzer, Director of Broadcast Services here at Worldwide KFUO. Good morning. Ready to start off your week?
Well, I am.
I guess we already started off yesterday with Sunday, huh?
Yeah, we did, with a great Sunday. How was yours?
It was good. It was good, yeah. Yeah, always good. It was nice to get to join together with brothers and sisters in Christ, hear God's Word, receive his gifts in the sacrament, and my son always enjoys getting together with the children after Sunday school, and they take all the musical instruments in our Sunday school area, primarily oatmeal boxes, and stack them up, and he knocks them down, and they find it entertaining.
Oh, so. Bowling for dollars on Sunday. Oh, wonderful.
Yes, that's I think the highlight of his week.
Yeah, well, that's good that he has, you know, it gets that positive vibes from church, right?
He's learning to participate in Sunday school a little bit.
Good.
As much as can be expected at 18 months.
Yeah, that's excellent.
Well, let's talk about what's coming up this week here on Worldwide KFUO, some of the programs going on throughout the week. I know what's going on with His Time. Well, I have an idea of what's going on with His Time and Faith and Family. Tell us about some of the programs that you're involved with this week.
Well, let's start with Kip Allen's excellent World Lutheran News Digest. He originates the show on Saturday morning at 9:30. And so this last week, and then that's rebroadcast on
Wednesdays
at 2:30. He had a couple of great, great segments. One is a interview with Pastor Nabil Neuer, who's a vice president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, on the comparison between Muhammad and Jesus. And as you know, Pastor Neuer, he grew up in Nazareth. Mm-hmm. And so he's really intimate with Islam and, of course, with Christianity. So wonderful thing there. And then also an interview with Eric Lunsford, the photographer journalist of the Synod, who's on his way to Kuwait with one of my friends, Pastor Craig Mueller, the head of the military chaplaincy. And so about that trip and what they're going to be doing over there with our armed forces people. And so a couple of great, great stories for everybody to check out. On the Apologetics show Cross Defense this afternoon, Andy, we're doing a show with Professor Tom Egger of the seminary here in St. Louis on, you know, we hear a lot of people who do not know the Bible accuse us Christians of things like this. Hey, if you catch a person in adultery now, why don't you go out and stone them like it says back there in Deuteronomy and Leviticus? And we all know that, you know, there's three categories, if you will, of law in the Old Testament. The moral, the Ten Commandments, the civil of the government, and then the ceremonial. And now the New Testament clearly says in a bunch of places, we're not under those ceremonial and civil laws anymore. It's only the moral law, the Ten Commandments. So great, great show with that. And then Friday on Book Talk, I'm going to be discussing a book with Professor John Pless of the other seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana, called The Righteousness of Faith of Martin Luther. It's an older book, but a marvelous little thin book that Professor Pless brought to a lot of our attention. And the guy's name is Ewand, who was a pretty prominent Luther scholar in the early to mid 20th century. And it is just it's a gem of a book. I can't believe that I never heard of it before. I thought I've heard of everything. Just a wonderful little book. And I would say if somebody's looking for, like, to get the heart, the basics of Lutheranism, this would be one I would recommend.
You know, I know quite often you get either the author of the book or someone who's very knowledgeable of the author of the book. But I guess it's kind of hard to get Luther in for a conversation like this.
We've tried, but he seems to be really booked.
Yeah,
especially with the Reformation celebration coming up.
Talk to his agent.
Now, what's going on Faith and Family?
Faith and Family today, we are going to take a look at Holy Week. We're going to talk with Pastor Ben Akri about how to prepare for Holy Week for families with children. Some things that you can talk about at home in preparation for Holy Week. What's going on during Holy Week in the services? Those types of things.
So start the family out with Palm Sunday. Mm-hmm. I take it.
Yeah.
And then just progress through the week.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Monday, Thursday, Good Friday, Easter Vigil, yeah, Resurrection.
Now that show is archived, so even if people don't get a chance to listen to that today, they can tune in anytime they want.
Right, they'll be able to find it later on the on-demand section. Yeah.
You know, we've had so many people, Andy, tell us that once they've discovered those archives, what a blessing they are, because you know, I've told you and the staff, I've had people constantly tell me that they couldn't believe all the wealth of stuff that was there.
Mm-hmm.
And they love to go through it at their time, and even bring other family members around. So that's a neat part of having this storage capability.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Tomorrow on Faith and Family, we're going to take a look at two fatherhood programs. National Fatherhood Initiative has a program that has just been successful, actually, in a corrections facility in Kentucky that has reduced recidivism there by almost by two-thirds, I believe. It's just impressive.
Oh, that sounds fascinating.
Teaching, giving the inmates the opportunity to learn some skills to help them be better fathers, even from the inside. You know, even from...
They practice with each other? Is that what they...
Well, but through their communication with their children.
Sure.
Whether it be letters, phone calls, visits, whatever it might be.
Uh-huh.
Just helping them focus on some things to help them be better fathers. And by doing so, they found that fewer of them end up back in prison.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and you know, when you think about it in that sense, Andy, it makes a lot of, you know, a lot of merit to it.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, if you can learn how to live for somebody else, be concerned for somebody else other
right.
than yourself,
mm-hmm.
it probably does start to give you a different view of life.
And I think that's really kind of at the heart of how this program is successful. Another program that we're going to take a look at is called Watchdogs, Dads of Great Students. And this is through... Watchdogs. I'm trying to remember the name of the organization. They're with National Center for Fathering with Carrie Casey. And, it's a program where dads are actually engaged in their children's schools. Usually what they do is, one or two dads take a day every year and just spend the day at school, walking around, making sure everything's safe. And a lot of schools have found that they're able to fill up the whole school year with a dad every day.
Isn't that's a really a creative way to what ails us in mm-hmm. our society, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
And Watchdog. I even like the name of that.
Dads of Great Students. And you'll have to listen to the program to hear some of the great benefits that have come out of this. But it's quite impressive.
Is that catching in other places? Do you know?
The program actually is a national program, and they're doing quite well all across the country. So, yeah, they're doing very well.
That just sounds one that really perks my interest, and I imagine there's a lot of listeners out there that need to hear this too, and, mm-hmm. and pass it on too.
Yeah.
How about like our evening drive time show,
Reformation Rush Hour this afternoon? Craig D'Onofrio and Pastor Donovan Riley are going to continue their analysis of the lecture from Tullian Tvigian, which I believe was just last week at Concordia Seminary here in St. Louis. I know Craig made it over there to hear that lecture and to meet Tullian Tvigian.
It's a great saying that name, isn't it? he's quite the individual. I know I interviewed him a couple of times on his books, and he's just a really a great guy to talk to. You know, he's the grandson mm-hmm. of Billy Graham.
Yeah.
And he is really interested in Lutheranism. A lot of people, some really prominent people, have made contact with Tullian. And, have opened his eyes to a lot of things that non-Lutherans aren't aware of, especially law and gospel. This guy's really into it, I can tell you.
Yeah.
He's not caught on to all of Lutheranism yet, but he's gaining on it. and he is really just this huge proponent of grace and mercy, really understood. Mm-hmm. And when you start to get that, you know, you are close to the gates of heaven. You know, you really are. So that'll be a great discussion.
Yeah, so if you want to hear more about Tullian's Chavijian's lecture at Concordia Seminary, check out Reformation Rush Hour this afternoon at 5 Central, and he'll be talking with Craig will be talking with Pastor Donovan Riley about that.
I know I heard some other people, our own Joni Harwell was there, and she told me a little bit about what she heard.
Oh, yeah.
And that some others were there. So I kind of have a sneak preview. I won't blow it, but some really major things that Tullian said in this lecture. And you're going to get to hear some of that, I take it, and mm-hmm. some analysis from Craig and Donovan. That'll be yeah. good.
And the rest of the week here on His Time, we've got a number of topics. We're going to hear from CTCR, the LCMS Commission on Theology and Church Relations, some new resources available from them. And we'll also hear from International Student Ministries. We haven't heard from them in a while, so we're going to hear from them and their new director. And as always, on Thursday, we'll check in with
Jim. Isn't that neat that, I've told a lot of people, I think that Worldwide KFU can be the clearinghouse for the Synod. So many things, and you just mentioned a bunch of them. And what we do is we kind of distill all of it down and tell you what's new, what's fresh, what's out there, and it's an amazing thing.
Yeah,
the breadth and the width, the width and the breadth. Yeah, I need some coffee here.
Well, very good. Thank you so much, Rod, for coming in and sharing with us some of the highlights this week, and blessings on Cross Defense this afternoon.
Yeah, blessings on your shows as well, Andy.
Thank you. Coming up in just a little bit, Bob Weiss on Worldwide KFUO.